broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And it's great to be with you this evening. With me is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard as well. They'll be with me in our news and information hour. And in our next couple of hours, we'll interview some newsmakers as well as news contributors and talk about things that are happening in the world. A reminder, our website is the strong right arm and the strong other appendage of the world-famous... Don't give me that look, okay, Bud?
It's good!
Of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Take a look at our live streaming video of the show. You can also access archives that go back 15, 16, 20. We make up a different year. Actually, no, seriously, 14 years or so. Does that sound good?
About right, yeah.
And of course, we have our merchandise shop. So head on over there and pick up something for Christmas for the Phil Hendry fan and your family, or maybe for yourself. The Bobby Dooley blog is now the Daily Bobby. That's a daily blog. You got to look at that. And, of course, Ted Bell. You have to read his latest blog, My Occupy L.A. Arrest by Me, Ted Bell. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Rick Perry has a lot of people scratching their heads, scratching other parts of their body with the latest ad that he has come out with, one that is characterized as, quote, anti-gay. Some of the comments that he made the day before yesterday concerning gay rights being inconsistent with American and Christian values, a comment that had something to do with why are we, why are gays and lesbians serving openly in the military when we don't have prayer in school and so forth. And some of this is seen as, by some, very outrageous. By others, perhaps the right move. Is it a campaign strategy? Is it something that he's doing consciously? Is it how he really believes? We're going to talk to Gary Parton from RI News Service in a moment. It should be noted that there is, according to the New York Times today, a split in the Perry staff as to the advisability of these ads. Texas Governor Rick Perry's staff and his hard turn to the right of the past 2 days on gay issues has created a split in Mr. Perry's top campaign aides. In that campaign ad, as I mentioned, released on Wednesday, Mr. Perry says you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know it's wrong that gay men and lesbians openly serve in the military at a time when there's no organized prayer in public schools. Gary Parton joining us from RI News Service. And Gary, you've been following the Perry campaign for RI. What do you think?
Well, I think it is exactly as you said, Phil. I think it is a strategy. I don't know if it is something that Governor Perry himself embraces, but I think it is a strategy. It's hard to imagine that he does not embrace it. Governor Perry is known for his, shoot from the hip, straight commentary. I think that he is much more noted, of course, for his conservative stand on economic issues. But this is a social issue, and it's one that I don't think is too far afield of many conservatives, and that is gay rights. And Governor Perry has, I think, rolled the dice. I think he's saying, I'm going to reach out to the far right, and I'm going to bring them into the Rick Perry fold, and I'm going to try to push us over the top that way. Because he has seen, Phil, as you know, and as your listeners do, he's seen his support slipping away. And it's been bleeding away to Newt Gingrich, to Romney, and so forth. So Rick Perry, who was the darling of the conservative movement, and certainly looked to be the coming star on the Republican scene, Rick Perry tonight, Phil, is desperate, and it's a desperate move.
Okay, so you call it a desperate move, and you said something that's very key here. Does he believe this? Is this really Rick Perry's feelings? And it's one would have to say it's guy. You know, how could anybody be that cynical that they embrace a point of view that they really don't believe in, but they use it as a way of wedging themselves with a certain part of the party?
Well, but let's remember again our history. We know that George Wallace, who was the governor of Alabama, the segregationist governor of Alabama, Phil, it was Governor Wallace who said, well, if segregation is going to get me elected governor of Alabama, then I'll be a segregationist. Up to that point, Governor Wallace was not particularly, would be identified, I guess, with the Dixiecrats and the segregationists. He was a far more middle-of-the-road candidate. But when he saw that embracing the segregationists to the far right was going to get him that vote, the Dixiecrat vote, was going to get him that vote and push him over the top there in Alabama, then it was a fait accompli, and it was a no-brainer, if you will.
So what is your feeling?
It's very difficult for me to say. I have been disciplined by RI News, and I know I talked to you about this earlier, Phil.
Yeah, now, you had a run-in with the people, your editorial staff. You had a run-in with them as to your objectivity.
That is correct.
Tell me about that, and what does it have to do with this story?
Well, the long and the short of it is I talked to Bob Trundle, who is my editor, and he is located in Washington, and he said to me that your objectivity here is in question, and I said to him basically that I am very objective. I said, but people are going to have to accept what I say on this one because it has pushed me over the edge, and I am no longer able to be objective. I am no longer able to do my job as an objective reporter, so I told Bob the only thing I can do is then use my wits as a reporter and commentator and tell people what the truth is. And the truth is that Perry is a bigot, and and I'm reporting that as objectively as I can. And
now, you were disciplined by your editorial people to remain objective on this story, and you told them that you can't?
That is correct, yeah.
You told this to Mr. Trundle?
I told Bob Trundle I cannot be objective on this story, and I said, what is more, I'm not going to be objective on this story, and I don't feel I need to be so-called objective on the story. I said, if you will, I am being objective when I say that Rick Perry is an out-and-out bigot. He is by way of Texas. I said he's not a Mississippi bigot. He's a more wide-open bigot, but he's a bigot nonetheless. And I said that that's not an opinion. That's fact. And
okay, now that right there, I imagine, got you into conflict with him.
Well, absolutely, because in the mind of Bob Trundle and some very traditional reporters, he'll say to me, that's your opinion. I said, no, it is not my opinion. That is fact. And so I said, if you will, I am now pushing objectivity to a new level. The fact is, Rick Perry is utilizing this. He believes that by attacking gays, he'll win the middle American vote, winning the middle American vote by way of the far right and the Republican Party. The problem is, Mr. Perry, with this move, has made it more difficult for me and other reporters to cover his campaign objectively, since it makes it difficult to cover an individual who is a bigot and an odious individual.
So it sounds to me like you are beginning to form opinions personally, okay?
No, these are not personal. See, this is the thing I think, Phil, that is interesting, and you've known me a long, long time. It really isn't a personal opinion. It is, in point of fact, it's the fact. Rick Perry is an odious bigot who should not even be governor of Texas, let alone running for president. Now, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a liberal Democrat. I'm not a progressive. I'm not. I'm a reporter, and I'm an objective reporter.
But with an opinion, like, even though I know what you're saying, even with an opinion, I know you're saying that by calling Rick Perry a bigot and an odious person, that's objective.
It's most certainly objective. It's very objective. He's come out against gay rights, and objectively, you can say he is a bigot. He's crawling around in the filth.
Crawling around in the filth. Everybody's going to hear that as opinion.
I understand that, and it is my job to educate as many people as I can ahead of this election and tell them that this is not opinion, this is fact.
But when you say that a candidate is a bigot and is crawling around in the filth, everybody's going to hear that as an opinion.
I understand that, but what I need is help from, not only do I need a good pen and a good broadcasting voice, Phil, and I need a good editorial writing, which I hope and pray that I have, but I also need help from other professionals. I need help from you. I need help from other professionals in the news gathering, the talk radio hosts, so that you can say to your listeners and to others that may not understand the standards of journalism, this is really what it is that Gary is saying. Gary Parton is saying objectively, Rick Perry is crawling around in the filth as a bigot. And that's an objective opinion.
Well, you want me to back you up on that, and before I can back you up on that, I have to understand better what you're saying, because to me, that sounds like an opinion. You know, how can you say...
It's not an opinion. It is absolute fact. Governor Perry, since being against...
No, I understand. I understand. But I'm always going to feel, unless you can convince me otherwise, that that is Gary giving his opinion of Governor Perry.
You think that an individual who is opposed to gay rights is anything other than a tobacco-spitting bigot? And I'm being as kind as I can be.
A person who's opposed to gay rights, I consider a bigot. I don't know about the tobacco-spitting.
All right. So, objectively, you can say, well, that's a bigot. There has to be an objective definition of a bigot. You can't just say that an individual is a bigot. Aha, that person who said that, that's his opinion. You understand what I'm saying? So what Gary Parton is trying to do here, Phil, is tell you and tell your listeners there is an objective standard so that I can say without question that Rick Perry wallows in and plays with filth and human waste as a bigot.
And but see, that is just so extreme, you know.
Which is extreme.
Wallows in and plays with human waste. That's a hateful thing to say.
It is objectively accurate, though. It is objectively...
No, it's not even objectively accurate. I mean, he's not literally doing that.
He's not literally doing that. He's doing that from a political point of view.
All right, so I got to take a break here. Gary Parton is with us, but the bottom line here is, Gary, is you've told your editors that you said to your editors that Rick Perry makes it impossible for you to be objective, that you're now going to have to put opinion into it.
That is what I told them, yes. I told Bob that yesterday. When I emailed Bob again last night and this morning, I said I believe I've struck a compromise. I believe that my so-called opinions are not opinions at all. They are objective fact.
And what has he said?
I have not heard back from him yet. But I can tell you, with your help, and I'm asking you to back me up on this, Phil, and other broadcasters, we can get this across to the American people. This is an objective opinion. Rick Perry is against gay rights. He is therefore a bigot, and he therefore plays with his own waste. And by doing that...
But, see, okay, I mean, I don't know, you know...
What I'm asking for is for you to give me a two-week endorsement on my broadcasting skill and my coverage of Rick Perry.
I got to ask you some more questions. And before I do that, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to give my phone number out here, and I'm going to ask folks to call in if they'd like to comment on what you've just heard Gary Parton say, that Rick Perry's comments about gay rights, it's made it impossible for Gary to be objective now. Impossible, he said, to be an objective reporter when a man is so openly bigoted and so openly degenerate. But he feels that maybe that is the objective point of view, and maybe it isn't an opinion. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. Is Rick Perry now a degenerate? And is Parton, Chris Parton, being objective when he says that? Or Gary Parton? We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Gary Parton, RI News, Washington.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here, the world famous Phil Henry Show, as we have on the line Gary Parton from RI News in Washington. And Gary has been covering the Rick Perry campaign, as well as I believe early on, Gary, you were with the Newt Gingrich campaign, and they just assigned you full time to Rick Perry.
I've done an awful lot of work and a lot of back research on Rick Perry, and I covered his governorship in Texas for a very brief period of time. And I think they felt that I was qualified, and I am. I know that Bob and I are having these differences of opinion right now.
Well, let me bring the audience up to a little bit of speed here. If you just joined us, folks, as you may or may not know, Governor Perry has made some what some people consider to be anti-gay, or you know, he's come out and said that gay rights should take a backseat to a couple of other things these days, and maybe we are a little hasty with this gay issue when it comes to other things like prayer in school and so on and so forth. So, and these comments and the campaign ad, which is also a television ad, in which the governor says, quote, you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know it's wrong that gay men and lesbians openly serve in the military at a time when there's no organized prayer in public schools. That's really what split his staff, isn't it, Gary?
You're absolutely right, Phil. When that television ad aired, and when it was first cleared at the campaign level, at the higher levels of the Perry campaign, it did cause a great deal of concern. But I, as a reporter, reported back to my people. I said, now Perry has made it impossible for me to be objective, and that's been my job, to be an objective reporter. But when a man like Governor Perry makes a statement like this, and so obviously becomes such an odious and repulsive thing, then that has to be the standard.
But when you say odious and repulsive thing, people are going to say that's your opinion.
And I am telling you, no, it is not my opinion. What I'm asking you to do as a broadcaster, Phil, is to not ask as many questions and begin to back me up on this, because you know that objectively, looking at Rick Perry being opposed to gay rights, he's now he's less a man and more thing. And I don't think that is descriptive.
That's, people would call that very pejorative, extremely insulting, extremely subjective, and extremely, very much opinion.
Do you believe that?
I most certainly do. I don't think that a man, I believe that...
So in other words, an open bigot, an open racist, if you will, still maintains membership in the human race. And
I think that we all, whether we like it or not, and whether you like it or not, whether the individual himself likes it or not, have to answer for our actions as human beings, because that's what we are.
Well, I'm hopeful, Phil, that you'll change your tune a little bit, because I need all the support I can get among broadcasters, and when my editors hear people like you questioning me, it makes my life a lot more difficult.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, and let's go to a phone call on the line right now. I forget who this is. Is this John? Who is the call? Oh, Eugene. I'm sorry. Eugene, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gary Parton.
Yes, I have to say that I'm not a Perry supporter, but we have if we have to broaden this up a little bit, you're making a personal opinion and trying to make it a fact. And
when
I think we need to open this up a little bit and say, how many special rights do we give people? I mean, do we give special rights to the police on murder? I mean, compared to somebody else getting murdered? Okay, and now we have...
I don't understand what you mean by that. I mean, if you murder a police officer, why, you go to jail. If you murder a regular human being, you go to jail. I don't know what the difference is there.
That's not a true statement.
And
because it's not true...
How many people have gotten the death penalty? How many people have gotten the death penalty killing police officers as opposed to killing regular civilians? I can tell you, I'm a reporter, I know the answer to that question because I'm a reporter. Hardly anyone, when you kill a cop, goes to the death chamber, but there are plenty of people who go to death house.
They're going to do more time.
If they kill, there was the story of a man that we used to call them midgets, and we don't call them that anymore. It was a little man who got killed. They gave the man who did that, like within 3 weeks, they had put him down, like a dog. And the cop killer is still on death row.
What did you say?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean by a dwarf? A guy killed a dwarf.
We have
a dwarf?
Special rights.
Are you saying a dwarf
killing?
Has special rights? What are you saying, sir? Well, what I'm saying is Rick Perry is now objectively, between you and me, because we're both men, he's an a-hole. Now, that's objective. That's not subjective.
That's opinion. There
no,
may
sir.
Be somebody who follow him that believe that he's not an a-hole.
Oh,
but on the other hand, I'm not a supporter of Perry. But
do I have to bring the Hitler?
Opinion.
Do I have to bring the Hitler comparison into it?
You're looking for supporters to keep your job, and that's
right.
Exactly
you're
doing.
Well, do I have to bring the Hitler comparison into this, Phil? If you know.
Well, no, come on.
I don't want to. You're right. You're right. I don't want to. But weren't there people that supported Hitler? And isn't he objectively a piece of the trash? Of course.
That's a ridiculous comparison.
But
right now we're having...
You're saying... You're saying that Rick Perry
does
not have a right to voice his opinion, that he has to fall in line with what the rest of society says he has to do.
No.
That's what you're trying to make him say.
I did not.
You're going to call him some names.
No, wrong. I'm saying if he really believes... No, because I did say I don't know if Rick Perry... I didn't know if Rick Perry really believes this or is it a campaign strategy. If he really...
If he really believes it, what do you think?
If he really believes it, then I think he's more ape than he is human. And you have
It's easy with the vocabulary to go to... To lack of a better term, slander a person because you disagree with their opinion.
You know full well that Jay.
All right, we got to take a break. Phil Henry
Phil
Show.
Henry.
877-876 Phil on Rick Perry, and we'll be back with Gary Parton.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Gary Parton with RI News on the line with us. A little bit of a controversy in at his bureau in Washington following the campaign ad from Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who said that in this campaign ad, he said that, having gay people in the military in the United States serving openly when there isn't any prayer in school... is a little ridiculous, I believe, or words to that effect. He also intimated that it was against American and Christian values. And so this is a pretty far-right point of view. And Gary Parton on the line with us. And Mr. Parton said that made it impossible for you to be objective. Now, you were also saying something about Herman Cain.
I was, Phil. Herman Cain is no different. When Herman Cain was running... Herman Cain was a fairly easy candidate to cover. He was outspoken. He was a little bit of a lightning rod. We found it refreshing. We enjoyed covering Herman Cain for a lot of reasons. He was a very a man with great candor and a man who I think also spoke well and had a good relationship with the press. It became very disappointing to see Herman Cain suddenly turn tail and hide when word that he had an affair or a relationship with a number of women came out. And my objective view then was that Herman Cain was a scared little man hiding from the whites because he was afraid they would find him with their white women. And now...
Now, see, you don't find that to be an opinion at all.
No, that is objective.
That is objective.
I find it interesting that you don't find that to be an objective point of view. It's been how many weeks now since the Herman Cain episode? Of course that's objective. Herman Cain dropped out of the race... And this is why. I'm not telling you this is my opinion. This is absolutely why. Herman Cain dropped out of the race because he was afraid the white man would discover him with his white woman. Now,
oh, God, man, and you don't call that a personal opinion. Some people might even call that a bigoted opinion.
That's not a bigoted opinion. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How is that a bigoted opinion? That's, if anything, I'm defending Herman Cain. As a man who is a powerful man, is going to attract women, and yes, some of them are white, and that's going to be the situation. Now, the fact that he's no longer running for president...
Well, I mean, but the way you put that is that, oh, well, Herman Cain has dropped out of the race because he's frightened the white man will discover him with his white woman.
That is not just an opinion. See, you're making a big mistake, Phil. That is objective fact. That is as objective as the man who stood there on that field in 1937 and watched the Hindenburg burn up. As he stood there watching it and reporting it to us, I'm reporting exactly the same way, no different. If I'm giving opinion, then that man gave opinion the day the Hindenburg blew up.
Mark on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Henry. Enjoy your show.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
It always fascinates me, you know, that here in America, you know, that the word opinion or being objective has replaced the word choice in the First Amendment. You know, we as Americans need to be responsible for ourselves, and I try not to put my nose in anybody else's business. That way, I don't spend a lot of time letting other people rent free space in my head. You know, and
so this is Gary Parton. This is Gary Parton, the guest. Did you have a comment for me? Because I'm Mr. Henry's guest this morning. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What is the definition of the
word?
The
point is that I should be the focus of...
What is the definition of the word opinion?
What does that have to do with what I'm talking about? I'm telling you.
I'm just asking you.
I'm an objective. Well, I'll give you. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what it is. When the Hindenburg blew up, I don't know if you've ever heard the recording, and we could say it about anything. A man stood there and described the Hindenburg burning up. That's objective when you stand and describe something burning up. I am objective that way when I say that Rick Perry has morphed into some kind of vegetable matter, non-human matter, when he is bigoted against gay people.
Now, and I say that that is an insult.
An objective point. What's that, sir?
A fine line.
It may be a fine line, but nonetheless, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Forgive me.
But what do you mean, Mark, the First Amendment? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I think you're losing us. You're losing us with this choice thing, man. I think you're going to have to speak our language a little bit here, because
Gary,
it's late. You may need sleep. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is,
I think you had a
I don't know what the man's saying.
So. All right, look. I tell you what, Mark. Thanks for your call. Go get yourself some sleep, man. So what was your?
What I'm telling you is this, I don't think it's that difficult for anybody to get, Phil. I've been a reporter for a long time. When I tell you that Herman Cain has dropped out of the race
because he's afraid that the white man found him with a white woman, that sounds like a negative opinion about Herman Cain.
It most certainly is a negative opinion about Herman Cain, but not in the way that you think it is. I'm not saying that he is an inferior person. I'm saying that he showed some old-school fear by dropping out of the race. And that's just fact. Fact. Herman Cain lost his guts. Fact. Rick Perry has lost his humanity. These are objective points of view that I will put into editorial pieces, and I will put my name to them, and I will swear to them before God and man. Now, if you find that odious...
No, I don't find it odious, but we definitely have run up against something, and that is maybe the average person that is listening to the show tonight doesn't know what objective means. I don't blame them, because reporting has more and more gone away from objective reporting. Nowadays, we have this kind of opinion,
maybe you're not hearing me. I'm not giving an opinion. I'm not giving an opinion, Phil. I am giving an objective.
I think you're giving an opinion. I think a lot of people listening believe you're giving an opinion when you say that Herman Cain has lost his guts because he's afraid of the white man, and when you say that Rick Perry is now more vegetable matter than he is human because he's a bigot and he doesn't support gay people. Now, to you, that's objective reporting.
It most certainly is objective reporting, and how do I know that? Because who has more experience as a reporter, you or me? Me or you? Who has more experience as a reporter?
You.
Then you would have to go with my opinion. You would have to go with my opinion.
Then why do you need me to back you up?
I need the voices of broadcasters to back me up with the broadcast industry so that there is some credibility to what Gary Parton is saying. I'm not saying that I want you to stand there and tell them, as a reporter, I, Phil Hendry, because you're not a reporter, and I don't need you to do that. I'll do all the talking. But what I do need for you to do is to just lend your name to the ad that we're going to be taking out in one of the major trades. I don't know which one yet. I don't want it to be some Twitter account, that's for sure. And I'm going to say I am Gary Payton, and I'm objective. I am objective. When I say this, I'm objective. I am objective. And I reject anyone that says I'm not. And
you don't want me to say anything. You don't want other broadcasters.
I'd rather you not and a few others not say anything, because I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm not saying that you're not a good man, Phil, and I'm not saying you don't know your business, but you don't know my business. And I really don't want you weighing in, because you just don't know what you're talking about. And
you know, and that's an objective opinion, huh?
Well, look, Phil, I'm not trying to insult you.
Well, that's how it feels when you say, objectively, Phil Hendry doesn't know what he's talking about. Herman Cain's afraid of white men, and...
No, I didn't say he's afraid of white men. I said he didn't want to be caught with white women. And that's what I call no guts. And as far as Rick Perry goes, Rick Perry, by his statements, is now more, as I said, more ape, if you want, than more primate, but also some. That's the humanity of the man.
Yeah, I get the notion here. We're going to take a break and get to some more phone calls here on the Phil Henry Show with Gary Parton. Gary called himself Gary Payton, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's a golfer.
All right, we'll get back to Gary Parton here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Is it an objective statement to say that Rick Perry is now a bigot? Is it an objective statement to say that Herman Cain is afraid of white men? Is it objective to say that Phil Henry doesn't know what he's talking about when I say that that's slander and opinion? It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Gary Parton, a reporter for RI News, and Gary has been following the Rick Perry, the Rick Perry campaign, and he is also, for a very short time, was also on the Newt Gingrich campaign as well. But in talking about Governor Perry, his ad that seems to oppose gay rights, played so poorly with you, Gary, that you now have told your editors you cannot be objective. And
well, I said that I could not be objective, and I said, in point of fact, my objectivity now is going to be very troubling for a lot of the bigwigs in the news media and some of the bigwigs at Fox News. I think you have to understand that you don't get anywhere in this country unless you are satisfactory to Rupert Murdoch. You don't get anywhere. You don't move anywhere. You don't. I cannot hope for any kind of a job making any real money unless I am satisfactory to Rupert Murdoch. But my objective view of Rick Perry is that he is an ape-like bigot, and that means that Rupert Murdoch, even though I'm a great reporter, and I am a damn good reporter, but I will never make a lot of money because Rupert Murdoch is going to want me to pay tribute to him, and I, the tribute that he wants is for me to say that Rick Perry is, you know, is the second coming of Jesus Christ, and I'm not going
to
do that.
Oh, come on. That's a pretty absurd thing to say.
No, it most certainly. Again, who's the one with the experience as a reporter?
You're telling me, though, that Rupert Murdoch wants you to openly canonize Rick Perry.
That is what Rupert Murdoch and Fox News wants me to do for them to get my services. Fox News is never going to get Gary Parton working for them because I won't work for them because I'm not going to do what Rupert Murdoch wants me to do. Rupert Murdoch is to a reporter what Jerry Sandusky is to little boys. There I said.
You know what, Gary, can I tell you something? Gary.
What?
You know, I am offended by you using the tragedy of the crimes that that man's accused of and applying that to yourself.
I am not applying it. I'm saying I'm using it as an allegory. Okay? I'm saying Rupert Murdoch is to me what Jerry Sandusky is.
I heard you the first time, and I find that to be a comment that you don't need to make. It has no place in this conversation.
Well, I'm a reporter. Don't talk down to me. And I'm saying that objectively to you. Objectively, you are acting like an ass. And
all right, objectively, you're acting like an ass.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I'm going to get some phone calls in here before we get too further along. Here is Chuck. Chuck, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Gary Parton. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Phil. I really like your show.
Yes,
I listen to you every
Thank
night.
You.
And
Thank
it's
you.
Really great. I just got two opinions here. I want to pass it on to you, and y'all can chat about it. I think, Gary, I think you're kind of jealous that I believe that you're gay, and I think you can't find a black woman to sleep with.
I think you're gay. And you can't find a black, man to sleep with. You need a black man to sleep with.
All right, let's quit being children.
Yeah, he's hanging up because he's... You remind me of Herman Cain sleeping with a black man and running off, except he slept with... Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. 877-876-PHIL. Here is... Our next caller here is Chris. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Chris. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just had a couple opinions. The Herman Cain issue, I think, is more.
That last guy really made me angry. I just want to say the fact that he thought I was gay.
All right. We'll talk about that. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I'm not going to call any names or anything. But with Herman Cain,
the last guy,
the offensive thing was the affair. This, as far as the color of the women, didn't matter. You think it does, but it doesn't. It's gone. We don't care about interracial relationships anymore, but he did have an affair, which is the main point, and that's probably why he ran. Another thing with the Rick Perry is you said that if he does believe in the message, which you don't know, that he's a bigot. So you're saying seeing the fact that he's a bigot, but yet you don't
Absolutely.
Know if he even believes in the
he's
message.
Like.
So
I don't
it's not
know.
A fact that
I don't
you don't
know.
Even know
I'm assuming.
If he believes in the
message. Well, let me put it this way. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm saying I believe that Governor Perry is a man of his word, and to that point, he is a bigot. He does believe this, and is a bigot, and more so, not just a bigot, but he's lost some of his humanity in the process. That's
well,
what I'm
you just and, you can't state facts on opinion
that's objective.
Until you
that's
know if he believes in the message for sure. Do you know?
That's a good point. That's a good
sure?
point. That Chris is making a good point. How do you know?
No, Chris is not making it. With all due respect to Chris, he's not making a good point at all.
Well, yes, he is. He's saying unless we know what Rick Perry believes, you said you don't know whether Governor Perry actually believes that, or is it a campaign strategy?
Well, even if it were, let's take it the other way. It's a campaign strategy. Let's say it's a campaign strategy. All right, Chris. Then I would say that Governor Perry is lower than whale. You know what? For utilizing a campaign strategy to undermine the rights of a human being, I think that's worse. I think that would make him worse than Ape Man. I think he'd now be nothing more than whale. You know what?
You know something? People have been calling up and saying, all you're doing here tonight is calling names.
No, I am not.
That's all you have been doing. You're talking about a guy being an ape, vegetable matter. You're talking about another guy being frightened and running because he was sleeping with white women.
Well, to the idea of, here's what I was saying about that. I mean, look, we all know it may be some kind of a reactive thing that if a black man is caught with a white woman, he's going to hightail it out the window, run across the road and hide in the grove.
Well, that's your opinion, and like that's more.
That's my, wait
a minute.
There you go again. There you go again. There you go again. That's my opinion. That's
well, it is, Bob. Whether you like to admit
what
or
is
not,
fact about that, man? What is fact about that? And by the way, that was racist.
What was?
He's going to crawl out the window, hightail it across the road, and hide in the grove.
Well.
Anyway, thank you very much, Chris, for your call.
All right,
877-877. Thank you, sir. I find that to be a bigoted point of view because that not only that, that's one of those stereotypically bigoted points of view where you're using a ridiculous notion of I don't know what, man. It's almost something out of Slave Times.
Well, you know, I can tell you, Phil, as a reporter, I've been on the beat a long time, and the Slave Times are—we're not too far. Listen, if you don't think we're not that far removed from Slave Times, you don't talk to me about it. Talk to Mr. Chuck D, who I follow on Twitter, and he follows me. Thank you. And Mr. Chuck D was in a group called Public Enemy, one of the great hip hop groups of all time, a seminal hip hop group. They were a political and social commentary, artistic troupe, and they made a great many wonderful records.
I know them very well. They're terrific.
Well, no, you don't know them very well. When you say you know them very well, you mean their music.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that Chuck D follows me on Twitter. And
all right, good. I mean, Chuck D follows. See, have you talked to him about this?
No, I would not presume to bother him. I'm not going to bother Chuck D with something like this.
You know what you ought to? You ought to ask him if Chuck D follows you on Twitter. You should ask him about the Europe. You should tell him your objective view of why Herman Cain dropped out of the race. Okay?
I wouldn't presume to intrude on his time.
Well, if I were you, I would, because you're calling that objective.
You almost said because my opinion. See, don't do that, Phil. And
all right, it's your objective view. Tell him. My objective view as a reporter is
why? I'm not going to intrude on Chuck D's time. And
why not?
Because he'll ask me, what are you? saying to me, I'm in the middle of talking about when Jay-Z was born and Vibe magazine and this kind of thing, and I come in and go, hi, Chuck D. Herman Cain ran from the white man because they caught him with a white woman and he hid in an orange grove. Thank you. I'm Gary Parton. That's what you want me to do?
Yes. Oh, God, I'd love you to do that. Yes. What, are you afraid?
Well, you just said something now, Phil, that if you were standing in front of me, I'd slap you. And
yeah, you're afraid, aren't you? You're scared. Scared, Mr. Reporter. Mr. Objective Reporter.
If you were standing in front of me, I'd slap you.
Well, that's fine. You can do whatever you want. And that just tells me you're angry and emotional over what I just said. You know that if you said that to Chuck D, he'd probably, if he was standing in front of you, he'd slap you. And you'd probably cry.
Oh, boy. No, you'd cry if I slapped you. I know that. And
if you slapped me, I would cry, but then I'd turn around and I'd probably slap you back.
Well, then we'd be a couple little bitches slapping each other. Is that what you want? Just ow, 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 ow. You want that, don't you?
No, I don't want that. You're the guy that would start... Oh, forget it. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be talking in the next hour about Japanese whaling and whether or not they have the right. Sea Shepherd is who they're suing. Dig this. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Ow, ow, ow. I'm going to slap you.